outward expressions of emotion are rare during election campaigns. Everything is so carefully managed and staged. But the opposition leader has fought back tears today as he also lashed a newspaper over a story involving his late mother. The article published in some News Corp papers accused Bill Shorten of omitting key facts about his mother's working career. As well as drawing a powerful tribute to his mother from the opposition leader, it also underscores the struggles women face raising families and working, a struggle that is ongoing. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
Mother of invention and staying mum were the words splashed across the front of newspapers in a direct attack on the opposition leader.
Who do some of these lazy people think they are? That because they think that I explained myself at Q&A on a Monday night, that they play gotcha shit about your life story, more importantly my mum's.
The article, published in some News Corp papers, accused Bill Shorten of leaving out vital pieces of information about his mother's life. During his Q&A appearance on Monday night, Mr. Shorten outlined the sacrifices Anne Shorten made, but News Corp accused him of failing to mention she had an illustrious career as a barrister in her later years. Bill Shorten outlined all the details today, saying his mother enrolled in law school when she was in her late 40s and struggled to get work.
She got about 9 briefs in her time. It was actually a bit dispiriting. She did her best, but she discovered in her mid-50s that sometimes you're just too old. And you shouldn't be too old, but you discovered the discrimination against older women.
Susan Ryan was Australia's first age discrimination commissioner and the first woman to hold a cabinet position in a federal Labor government. She says the story of Anne Shorten is unfortunately far from unique.
She's a sort of a symbol of what Australian women of her generation encountered, the challenges they had to put up with, the discrimination that was thrown in their face.
And Susan Ryan says decades on, women are still facing the same problems.
The age discrimination against Anne Shorten still exists. It might have been broken down a bit, but if you speak to women in their 50s who are trying to get into a new area, maybe like Anne Shorten, they've done a law degree, many of them will say, they look at me and realise I'm 53, and think, oh, we're not going to bother with her.
In his emotional and lengthy address to the media, Bill Shorten said there was a message for all women in his mother's story.
Mum would want me to say to older women in Australia, just because you've got grey hair, just because you didn't go to a special private school, doesn't mean you should give up.
Labor MPs have accused News Corp of stooping to a new low and have gained unlikely support from a Conservative commentator. Andrew Bolt, who writes for News Corp, said Bill Shorten had not invented a story and was pleased the article wasn't printed in all News Corp papers. Opposition frontbencher Andrew Lee says the media outlet is out to attack the party.
I don't think it's any coincidence that when a party is taking to the election the most comprehensive set of policies on multinational tax reform, that we find ourselves under fire from News Limited.
But if News Corp was intending to attack Bill Shorten, Susan Ryan says more good than bad has come from the story. And that's the conversation about struggles mothers and older women face in the workforce.
We have to stop this negative discrimination. We have to stop seeing women who have children as women with an albatross around their necks in the workforce.
Reporter Anna Caldwell is standing by what she wrote. She told Sky News it was about trying to outline all the facts.
And the reality is he didn't articulate the full story. And so in the Daily Telegraph today, we have done that.
But even Prime Minister Scott Morrison has backed Bill Shorten.
This is a very upsetting story.
He says relatives of politicians should be off limits.
This election is not about our families. It's not about Bill's mum. It's not about my mum.
And while an election campaign can be dirty at times, for a rare moment both leaders agreed there is such a thing as going too far.
Stephanie Boris with that report.